Vice President Kwesi Mister-Afa has stressed the need for moral uprightness to contribute to the growth of the country's economy. He said the nation will progress if the structures put in place encourage predictable behavior to improve the quality of lives of the people. Vice President Mister-Afa made the call when he opened the 82nd Annual National Convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission at Gumapumazi in the Central Region. He called on religious leaders to lead the moral values crusade through persuasion, Sethia reports.
Ahmadi faithful from the 10 regions of the country are attending the convention. Vice President Mister-Afa said it is when a person has good moral qualities that he or she can build a family of moral people that eventually becomes the nucleus of society.
These days we are connected to a sophisticated global economic and financial system that throws up huge challenges. Therefore, countries require leaders who are morally upright, who are not corrupt, who are hardworking, and who are not intimidated by anybody. Leaders who have an understanding of the ways in which their countries can operate within the global network and make progress for their countries. When we have these attributes in our leaders, we can be certain that negative tendencies will not impede society's progress.
The Vice President asked the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission to continue to partner government in education, health, agriculture, among others, to improve the well-being of the people.
Members of this mission are known to be loyal citizens and have collaborated with other religious bodies to resolve conflicts and build peace, which are prerequisites for sustained social growth and economic progress. And we look forward to seeing more of your services in other deprived areas of our society so that it will complement your proud achievements. Emir, the peace we enjoy in this country is partly due to your leadership, your commendable leadership, and that of other religious leaders like you who think of the nation first before yourself. This nation is grateful for your efforts.
Speaking on moral uprightness, the Foundation for Economic and Social Growth, an appeal court judge, Justice Saeed Kwekujan, was not happy with the level of greed and corrupt practices that have engulfed the country.
Are there no honest men and women left in our land? Indeed, thanks to us, we should all bow down our heads in shame and admit we have all sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. Let us spread the news and call for a change of heart from every Ghanaian. As we live here, let us go and be the watchmen and women of Mother Ghana by our honesty and quest for justice.
The Emir and head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Morvi Wahab Adam, presented a copy of the Quran to the Vice President. Sethia, reporting for Radio.